Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy hosts broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just perfectly fine. A couple updates for all of our listeners. And listen, guys, we want to thank you sincerely for making this the number one listened to podcast in the real estate industry. By industry, I mean listened to by realtors. I mean, we have over 100,000 regular listeners now, and that's a really huge accomplishment. We want to thank all of you for it. And I know for a fact that it happens mostly because you guys are sharing the show with other fellow agents. It's also kind of interesting to me, Julie, and I know you get emails like this too. We get emails from people that are actually not in the real estate industry but are thinking about being in the real estate industry. They're just business owners. They're entrepreneurs and things of that nature. Not our intended audience, but I do appreciate the feedback, the fact that we seem to be sharing information that's useful for all business owners, not just folks that are real estate agents. And, you know, thanks for that, and thanks again for making us the number one podcast. I really appreciate it. We are working on several improvements to the show. You guys will notice we have a new site, Real Estate Coaching Radio, and we also, which basically makes it way easier to search for all of our past shows. We have over 500 past shows now. And the other thing we're going to do is Julie and I are working on improving the audio quality. Though I have to say I'm thankful that we don't get complaints from it. We are going to actually build out studios and have a higher-end audio quality. So that should be coming hopefully within the next couple of weeks. You know, a big, huge financial investment, but the end result is that you guys will have a better quality product, which is what we're after. So, Julie, do you have any interesting emails or anything, tales from the road to share with all these guys before we get back to our topic du jour from yesterday?
Well, I have to say we have had an overwhelming request for our BPO information, and that's certainly something that we include in the Coaching Essentials program. You know, it's not that we want you to slave away every working hour of your day doing BPOs. It's that we want you to have a base income that, you know, alleviates some financial stress. And many of you have embraced that at such a high level and have really run with it. And I have to say that you guys are in on the ground floor. Whatever's happening market shift-wise, that's why you have us to get you in there before every agent in the world wants to do the same thing you're trying to do. So thank you for paying attention and for your enthusiasm, and we'll probably be off that topic for a little bit, but I just wanted to point out that that is absolutely included in the Essentials program. So that's why it's called Essentials. It includes everything you need. So back to you, Tim. That's really all I you know, I just have my email full of people saying thanks for the BPO stuff.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And thanks for remembering that. So we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday, guys, we were talking about basically how to build your powerful money-making schedule. And Julie gave you a lot of great points, so make sure you listen to part one. That was yesterday. And again, Real Estate Coaching Radio for listening to replays of that. And also, we are including, when you actually go to scroll to the bottom of, if most of you are on your mobile device, but if you're not, you can go to joinharris.com. For this month, we're giving away six books, and one of the books that we're giving away is the book, actually is a section, I'm sorry, it's called The Real Estate Treasure Map. That's one of the six books you guys get just by completing that form. And we are, the radio show today is a part of the book from, what is it again, Julie? What's the, what are you taking
this
from?
Well, it's The Real Estate Treasure Map. It's an
okay,
excerpt
Real Estate
from
Treasure Map.
The Treasure Map. Yep.
Right. Okay, so The Real Estate Treasure Map, guys, is basically your business plan. It's not just your business plan, but it's your life plan. Let me grab it, actually. It's right here on my bookshelf. All right, it's not very big. I mean, you could probably burn through this book, you know. You could easily read this book in like an hour. Okay, it's only, well, if you filled it out, it would take longer. But it's 90 pages, and the book is absolutely chock full of, like, it's a fill-in thing. And in here, I'm looking at page 68, you know, and it's giving you, well, Julie, this is a damn good book. I hadn't looked at this newest version that was edited.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. All right, so I'm looking at page 67, and it talks about how to build your sphere of influence. It talks about all the different sources you can go to. I'm looking at page 66. There it is, page 65, which we talked about yesterday. It talks a lot about your schedule. Page 66 talks about basically how to actually come up with what your real magic number is, your budget. And we have absolutely tons of forms in here about, and these are all free. You get all this stuff free. This is all the stuff that you guys need. This is a very basic and basis of a lot of very successful agents of real estate practices. And, oh, here it is. This is what I was looking for. So starting on page, what is this, page 40, it starts talking about goals. It talks about family goals, financial goals, physical goals, emotional goals. And we also work through how to go about sort of like cutting through your own mental clutter about what your goals should be. So, guys, you get this book. You get our massive book. I don't even know how many pages this has, 400. Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. You get our 12-month lead generation guide. You get our, I'll have to look at the form and remember the other ones. And we have a new book coming out hopefully towards the end of this year called Harris Rules that Julie's been working on every day with our publisher, well, every Wednesday with our publisher. So all these books are coming out. We love giving this information to you. The interesting thing, the feedback we get from our books is that you guys really like it because the information's practical. A lot of times when you read a book, it doesn't give you much actual, applicable information. So it'll talk about this sort of business philosophy or this mindset thing, but it doesn't actually give you the tools to put it into action. Our books and these radio shows are designed just to do that. So listen, here's what you got to do now, and then we're going to get right back to the topic, is if you have yet to do this ASAP. And like Julie was saying, BPO information is included in it. REO information, the complete RECE coaching program is included in it. So when you request the free books, you fill out that form, you'll get a call back from someone from our team, and they'll answer any questions you have about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. This Real Estate Coaching Essentials program is the backbone of pretty much every major, certainly of all of our, hundreds if not thousands of coaching clients. But across the country, the most successful agents, and you guys can listen to them on our replays of Real Estate Coaching Radio, listen to the, replays. They'll say it, hey, Tim and Julie, I use your system, and I've used it since the start. Michael and Robin Gordon, one of the top, I think, number three agents in Prudential, if not the world. All these folks, they use our system as the backbone for their multi-million dollar per year, in personal income real estate practices. This is what Coaching Essentials is. It's only $99 a month. There's no, that's when you use our student approval program. There's no payment for the first 30 days. But just for requesting the opportunity to talk with someone from my team, you're going to get those 6 free books. So just go ahead and complete that form. So, Julie, let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Yes, you got it. All right. So before we do that, I just wanted to say something really quick about the Think and Grow Rich book. Many of you guys have that in your personal library. The difference is that what we're giving you is Think and Grow Rich with coaching on the back end of every chapter. What do you do with Think and Grow Rich as a real estate professional? So again, back to the practical application. Make sure you guys check that out. So back to our sample schedule. Now, we made it through about 10 a.m. or so let me just do a quick review. In your early morning, your job is to exercise, prepare for the day, arrive at work, and ideally you're going to have the same start time and end time every day. It's so much easier to just say, I start my work day at X time every day instead of on Mondays it's this time, on Wednesdays it's that time, and Thursdays I sleep in, and Friday if I don't have an appointment I do this. That's what a hobbyist does, and that's how you get hobbyist income. Someone who has cash flow instead of cash spurts has a specific set schedule that they stick to, just like other professionals. And that's, I think, where we get away from things, Tim, in real estate, is because nobody is saying you must show up and, punch the clock or what have you. We have all this freedom, and freedom is usually a good thing. That's what you got into the business for, but it also can actually work against you. So ideally, you're going to arrive at work at the same time, same place. And then you're going to connect with role play partners, accountability partners, check in with your coach, and then get to work creating new business. Remember, the morning is about new business. That way, when you've created something new, something goes sideways in the afternoon, not that that ever happens in anyone's practice that's listening, then you can have your head screwed on straight and feel like, you know what, that's okay, I can deal with that because I have other things in the hopper. So
but Julie,
I wrote down that,
yeah. You said something there. It's really worth drilling down. So most people, if you ask them why they want to get into real estate, they'll say 3 things. Julie said one of them. This is what got me on this thought. They want freedom. Okay. They want to have the second. That's the first reason. They want to have the perception of freedom, however they define that. Mostly they don't have a definition of it, but, they'll say that. The second thing is that they don't want to have a boss. That would be the second reason a lot of people get into real estate. And the third reason is they basically want to have an ability to earn what they perceive to be a lot of money, okay? So if you ask a billion realtors, new licensees, those will be their 3 top reasons. Now, here's a little secret. You guys more or less achieve the first 2 the second you get your real estate license. but very few agents actually achieve the third one. So very few agents will actually take the they'll be free. You know, they won't have anyone telling them what to do, so they'll have first and second thing accomplished. But the third thing that requires actual skill set and actual having a business mindset, having a schedule, having the discipline, being willing to be held accountable to specific results, that's where the money comes from. But what a lot of us do is we basically are satisfied, and this is true with entrepreneurs and business owners as well, right? We get a little, we get a little thrill out of saying we own our own business. We get a little thrill out of, you know, it's an ego thing, right? But there's that does not equate to the money. The money, actual, the aspect, the learning, that the discipline that's required to actually earn money is a completely different approach. And then you have to almost set aside the feelings of, you know, happiness that you get almost from not having a boss and feeling and looking constantly for that feeling of freedom. Because the reality is to be successful, you have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. You have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And defining that is that you have to work around a schedule in the morning to accomplish a minimum of 3 to 5 things every single day. That's the essence of a successful business owner's schedule. Having a morning time blocked, focusing on 3 to 5 core activities that are going to put you in a position to help people and make money. When you do that every single day, no matter how you feel, you're going to find that you will get results. And the accumulation effect of the results will be profound. So, guys, when you hear Julie talking about the schedule, you know, we've been doing this for 2 decades now, and I know a lot of agents say, I just need a schedule. And then we give you a schedule, and then the question is, you know, why don't you follow it? Well, the reason you don't follow it is because you just hate the idea of anyone telling you what to do. You're addicted to the idea of not having a boss. But what you need to bridge that and realize that that reason that you got into real estate was to ultimately have freedom and not feel like you have a boss, but to really accomplish those goals, you have to have money. And if you don't have money, you're always going to have a boss, and you're never actually going to be free, because the boss is going to be your debt. The boss is going to be basically the cranky seller that you'd love to tell to go to hell. The boss is going to be the fact that, you know, you're never able to actually have any real freedom because you are worried about where your paycheck is coming from next month. The only way you're ever truly going to accomplish all three is when you absolutely slay the third one, which is essentially creating revenue. Creating revenue that generates enough profit so that you then can reinvest that money and become rich. That is what that's the essence of our coaching program. So, you know, when you look at 100 realtors, 90% of them are going to be all like happy and gleeful in their minds because they don't have a boss and no one's holding them accountable and they can do what they want to do when they want to do, and everyone and the whole industry supports that. Like, there's not very many people like us who will stand in the way of that thinking and say, hey, guess what? If you continue on that path, if you don't buckle down and actually think of yourself as a business owner, these are the bad things that are going to happen. Nobody does that. We're a feel-good industry. Everyone likes to, you know, think about unicorns pooping rainbows. And what we're doing is we're saying, take a business approach to it. It's not that difficult. Follow this specific path, and these are the results that you'll get based on the experience of literally thousands of our other coaching clients. So, yes, a coaching schedule, yes, having a schedule is critical, but what really is critical is actually doing it when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, you make it such a huge point. I hope that they are catching that it's not just having a schedule. How many of you guys have a schedule right now? It's probably even posted in your wall. It's on your door. It's in your calendar, your schedule, your iPad. You've got a schedule at some level, right? But are you really following it? Are you? How many of you see your top producer reminders pop up and then you hit that little delay button, reschedule for 3 days later? You've got to actually do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it and do it at a high level. There's 3 parts to that, right? So it's not just having a schedule, it's actually following it. And I've got to say, Tim, and I think you'll agree with us, this is one of the most critical things that makes a difference between someone doing what they want to do, literally, right, making the money that they need to make for themselves and their families, versus someone that's just dabbling in real estate and has a dabbling income. This is it, the ability to drill down and do what you don't want to do. And it's not that it's every waking hour of the day, but how many of you wake up going, woohoo, it's time to call expireds? Don't you worry about people if there was someone in the world that had that attitude. It's okay if you don't. Nobody expects you to have that. But we do expect you as your coaches and as your radio hosts to get over it for the sake of your income. So that kind of brings me to the point of the prospecting, right? It's not about just grinding it out and doing what you don't want to do. It's doing it at a high level, which means when you do things like prospect or do your lead follow-up, honestly, I don't really care how many contacts it is. A lot of you guys get all contact happy. A lot of you have office training and coaching and people around you saying if you don't make, say, 20 contacts a day that you're terrible and you're failing in the business. I don't really care.
Julie.
Appointments
Julie,
are what matter. Go ahead.
Julie, think about what you – again, we're bouncing back and forth, but because we've taught this material for so long, you know, we know that it's where the rubber meets the road. The essence of what we're talking about today is the very initial building block. It's the cornerstone of your successful real estate practice, the having a schedule, the doing what you don't want to do. Now, we're not telling you to basically build a life around always doing what you don't want to do. But if you're being honest, look back in the past 5 days. Seriously, look back in the past 5 days, and I want you to answer this question for me truthfully. How much time did you truthfully spend doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level? Seriously, there's 110,000 of you that are going to listen to this eventually, mostly in replay, right? 90% of you listen to us in replay. So of all of you, right now, answer that question. How much time did you actually spend doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level in your business? Let's just, you know, drill down in your business. A top producer, and this is the truth, because we coach, you know, zillions of them, somebody, you know, selling 100, 200, 300 houses, if you were to ask them that question, they would give you a very, most of them would give you a very specific answer because they know what their schedule is. And they would say, I do what I don't want to do and I don't want to do it at the highest level for approximately an hour or two a day. That's it. The rest of the time, I pretty much do what I want to do. So that's what I'm asking you guys to do. I'm not asking you to basically, essentially, you know, cast any sort of attempt at having, you know, that wonderful feeling of independence aside. That's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is realize that you do have to set aside an hour or two every day to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it.
Yeah, but that's
it. Then you have
You've got 22 other hours to play with.
Exactly. That's it. You
we
guys
don't
can
want
go
all
around
of them.
And. No, exactly. You just got to time block that morning schedule, use our sample schedule. Remember, guys, all this is written out, and you can fill out your own schedule in great detail. It's in the book, The Real Estate Treasure Map. You get that automatically, and you fill out the form that's on this, you know, if you're on your mobile device, just scroll down, or you can go to joinharris.com and get this for free, or fill in the blank business plan, Real Estate Treasure Map. So, yeah, that's it. That's how difficult this actually is. Some of you are hearing, oh, God, Tim, yes, you know why I got into real estate, because I didn't want to have a boss, because I wanted to have a sense of basically being able to do what I wanted to do, and because I wanted to think I could make as much money as I can. And yes, Tim, I'm now realizing that, right, I can do the first couple things, because in real estate, there's no broker or office manager that's ever really going to tell me what to do. So I got this license. My spouse or my significant other, my partner, thinks I'm working all day. But, you know, the truth is I don't know what the hell I'm doing all day. I mean, if you guys are being honest, a lot of you are right in that kind of sort of zone where it's like you understand the importance of what we're saying, but you just don't know how to apply it. Or what we're asking you to do maybe in some cases feels overwhelming. Well, we're breaking it down. Fill out the schedule that's in Real Estate Treasure Map. Complete the schedule. And then remember, we're only asking you for an hour to 2 hours a day to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. And Julie's going to tell you some of those things that we're going to want you to do. But truthfully, you already know, because if I were to ask you what are the five things you probably want to spend the least amount of time doing in your real estate practice every single week, I'm guessing that you guys are already going to know what we're going to ask. That's the list we're going to ask you to do. Now, you don't have to start out. If you're just going from somebody, and it's most of you, who either you had a schedule and you don't have one anymore, which is very common, or you never have had a schedule since you've gotten into this business, that's fine. We're not asking you to just jump in and go from, like, hey, I'm going to work for 2 hours solid doing all this stuff I don't want to do. Nope. I want you to start by doing it for 15 minutes a day. And then do that for a week, maybe two, and then go to 30, and then work your way up. Don't try to go cold turkey, but don't try to just jump into the deep end, because what's going to happen is you're going to feel overwhelmed, and then you're just going to quit. And that's another mistake a lot of you guys make, right? It's like building muscles. It's like working out. I mean, I don't like lifting weights. I just don't like it. But you know what? After I've been doing it for a little while, it becomes easier. I still don't like it. And I'm glad when I'm done after about a half hour, trust me. But I do it every single day. It's the same thing. You guys have all been successful at doing things you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do them at the highest level, so you know what we're saying is true. Intuitively, I know that we're in sync with all of you. Now we just need to get you to do it. That's the Shangri-La. That's the next level for all of you. Okay, Julie, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so back to the doing part, that's always sort of my responsibility on these calls is to reel everything in and get you guys into action. So the doing it part, let's talk about that. There's a difference between just slogging through it and saying, you know, I've got this commitment of being on the phone for 2 hours a day doing what, you know, Tim and Julie tell me that I should be doing that I don't feel like doing, versus saying, I'm going to see how quickly and efficiently I can set my next appointment. Who is my most motivated, most responsive, perhaps most qualified next prospect? Why don't I have an appointment with them yet? And really drilling down and concentrating on that. That's why with our coaching program, you get the vital statistics report that you've got to send your coach that tracks who are your next leads. Who are your most important contacts? What are you doing about it? So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You can keep yourself on the phone for a couple of hours and just sort of go through the motions. That's not doing what you're supposed to do at the highest level. That's just getting through it. So it goes from setting the schedule to trying to follow the schedule to actually following the schedule to being productive at the schedule. That's the trajectory, and that's the hard part in getting yourself into momentum because many agents lose their mojo in that process because, as you said, Tim, they go full in the deep end and they get frustrated because maybe they don't get immediate results or they're not thinking about it mindset-wise as what they're there to accomplish. I do a lot of coaching with the coaches, and I pick on my own coaching clients about the difference between your lead follow-up, for example. Hey, how's it going? Just thinking of you. Versus, I have what you want. Here's the time I can show it to you. Or something of value for your seller leads. Here's why it's important for you to be listing now and what I can be doing for you. Here's the time that I have available, which is best for you. You see the difference between going through the motions and actually getting results. So the end game to all this, Tim, is getting to the point where every time you're on the phone doing what you don't want to do or don't feel like doing, you're actually setting appointments. And then a curious thing happens. Those agents get addicted to that time of their day. They know it's productive, and they can't wait to set their next appointments because now they're in momentum, and momentum means cash flow. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think you actually, or you're dancing around something else, Julie, is that fact that, yeah, I mean, you guys, please be very weary of anybody who doesn't tell you that success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Now, they won't say it like that because we trademarked that saying and no one can say it like that. So, but the reality of it is that if anyone's telling you that it doesn't come back down to work, it doesn't come down to, you know, essentially this mindset, they're lying to you. They're just telling you what you want to hear. They're playing to your lazy side. And they're telling you what you want to hear so you'll buy whatever they have for sale. And the world is full of that. The world is wall-to-wall trying to placate all of our tendencies to be lazy. Hey, guys, look, if I could take a pill so that I never had to lift weights again and, you know, I'd get the results that I wanted, believe me, I would do it. And so would you. So would all of you. And that's what we're addicted to as a society. We're addicted right now to the idea that you can just basically snap your fingers and somehow magically you can do all this passive stuff and the leads will start flowing to you. There is no way that any of you believe that that's true. There's no way that any of you at your core don't see that stuff as being scammy. You know it is, so avoid it. Don't be tempted by it. And anytime you see yourself being drawn to something that looks like, well, hell, that's easy, it only costs this and I get that, they're just trying to play to your weaker self. Now, there are some things that you can be doing that are passive, but they should not be your primary lead generators. Remember our lead generation spoke analogy? You guys can listen to past radio shows to understand that one. But, yeah, eventually we want you to have, as one of your 5 to 7 core lead generators, we want you to have some things that are passive. We do like direct mail. We do like some of the other things that are out there. We do like some of the internet marketing. Some of that stuff works great for you guys. We do like some of the other things that require virtually none of your time. But you can't do those first because they require money. Now, for the 1 in a billion of you that got into real estate and you have this big financial war chest that you can just sort of, you know, throw money around until something sticks, well then, yeah, go ahead. You guys can start doing all the passive things first. But for the vast majority of you, you guys didn't get into real estate because, you know, your last name is Trump, right? Most of you guys got into real estate because you wanted to make a living. You wanted to basically make ends meet. You wanted to create a second income. You wanted to create a replacement income. In other words, you don't have a bunch of money. And so you do have to learn how to self-generate first. You do have to learn how to do the things first that get the biggest bang for the buck and require no money. Don't confuse yourself and don't be, you know, fooled into thinking that you can do it any other way, because you can't. It won't last. That's the problem. I had a, you know, I had a call with one of our coaches yesterday, Julie, and they had somebody who basically came to, you know, our coaching program, and they'd spent tons and tons of money on direct mail, and they hadn't gotten any results. And there are, you know, it was sad, honestly. And, well, guess what? Direct mail works, but to have that be your dominant, prominent first spoke is crazy. Direct mail has to be something that you maybe eventually do or never do. It just depends. Marketing and advertising on a whole does work, but it takes a long time to see the benefits from it. So think like a business owner. If you don't have a deep well of financial reserves to basically, you know, cover your overhead for 6 to 12 months before the marketing starts to work, and even when it does start to work, it's not going to work like gangbusters. It's just going to be a trickle. If you don't have that kind of reserve, you're going to have to wrap your mind around the idea of developing a really strong mindset that will result in a really strong skill set. And that's what our focus is. Our focus is giving you guys practical, ethical, you know, honest ways to build your real estate practices with the core focus result being profit. That's what we want you guys to have, is profit. Now, we got a lot of attention 2 weeks ago when we started doing shows that were talking about the turning real estate markets. You know, we were telling you guys what we were seeing happening on the real estate war fronts around the nation. You know, all of our coaching clients were telling us basically that they're starting to see a change in the market. Started with the upper end probably 6 months ago, and now it's, you know, essentially it's spreading to all other price ranges. In your market, you're going to see differing levels of this turn down. You're going to see different things happen that will have an effect on you or won't have an effect on you. But you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared for whatever the market throws at you. And if all of a sudden there is a huge slowdown like there was back in 07, 08, and your only lead generation source comes from you basically buying leads, you are going to have some problems. And you need to think like a business owner so you're better prepared. Julie, are you still on?
I am indeed.
Okay. Okay, good. So, I mean, you know, Julie, I'm in one of those moods because I've been responding to emails all morning where I just feel like I'm honestly feeling really attached to our listeners right now. I'm broadcasting less than more of in a coaching mindset, because so many of them are sharing with me, and I know they are with you in your emails, and are hearing from our coaches, their challenges, but also their successes that they're having right now. And a lot of them are very scared because they don't know what's coming next. Guys, I promise you, we will never hold back what we think is coming next, for fear that we're going to scare you, okay? Because, look, what we tell you is going to scare you and you're feeling scared, that's a good natural. That's your body's telling you that you're not ready. That's your mind's telling you that you need to, you know, you need to store some more nuts, or you need to improve your skill set in this particular area. So listen to what your body's telling you, and then react to it. But don't just do nothing. Do something with it. I mean, the bottom line is, guys, this is a wonderful business, and we are in a wonderful cycle overall for real estate that's going to last probably another 10 to 15 years. The demographics are on our side, but there's going to be some severe financial pains that are going to happen, in my opinion, in the next 18 months or less, that are not necessarily focused on housing. They're going to be a more macro, which is like a large-scale financial sort of something that's going to happen. I've shared with you guys information on our private Facebook page, coaching clients. I put links. I put supporting information so you can prepare yourself. But guys, overall, we have a huge opportunity in front of us. Just open your mind to realizing that you can make money no matter what direction the market's going. Your focus has to be now is getting yourself as organized as possible, preparing for the worst, hoping for the best. And the first thing all of you have to be doing is completing the real estate treasure map. That is your business plan. It will get you through the thick and the thin of it. Julie's taken a lot of time in the last couple shows and gone through all the pages explaining what to do with this information. So go ahead, Julie.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's what to do with what we're giving you on the podcast. I always tease you guys saying, don't just hang up or stop listening or close your computer and say, you know, that was a great show. Well, we appreciate that, but the show is only as great as what you do with it. So that's why we have the coaching program that helps you implement. Coaching is about education, accountability, and motivation. Many of you have natural motivation, but you're not sure what to do with yourselves. That's where the accountability and keeping the train on the tracks comes in. So go investigate. Talk to one of our people. There's lots of different coaching programs. Essentials is pretty much your all-encompassing place to start, and that's why we start you out with all the books that we give you. So don't do nothing. That's never a great option. Do something about this and trust that we'll get you on the right path. I don't know why anybody would want to be in this business without having a co-pilot. I know that when we started in real estate, there really wasn't any coaching, and I remember how overwhelmed we felt, Tim. I remember when our broker handed us the RE/MAX catalog, right, back before everything was online, and it was like, just choose something and do a campaign and good luck, right? And
yep.
I remember thinking, what? That's how it goes? So you guys are so blessed to have not just leadership and direction and all these great online things, but, you know, that's a blessing and a curse too, because it's hard to know what to start with and what's valuable to you. We believe in free, inexpensive, you know, use your time first before you go spending money on leads, stuff like that. So a good coach will help you determine based on your budget, your motivation, your requirements, your goals, your income goals, what is appropriate for you to do in this business. There's probably 9 million different directions you could go and different combinations of things. That's where you get overwhelmed. And many of you just simply won't take any action when you're overwhelmed. Go ahead.
Julie, I actually think our listeners, just based on the emails, and I know a lot of them are coaching clients mm-hmm. too, I think actually they're smarter than the average bear. Otherwise, they wouldn't listen to us.
I do too.
Because the truth, because here's the thing. Guys, we will not spend any time ever talking about how to get people to like you, right? When we're doing this podcast, I swear to you, I am not trying to placate you. I'm not trying to kiss your butt, listeners. I'm not. I'm not worrying about offending you. I'm not worrying about scaring you. I'm not worrying about whether you like me or not. I'm not, and neither is Julie. We don't think like that, because here's what we know. If we are in your position, which, by the way, we were, you know, sold real estate for 10 years, sold between 100 and 200 houses per year, so we have been in your position before. I don't need a cheerleader. Neither do you. I don't need someone who's trying to make me feel good. You know what? I'll tell you how you feel good. It's when you close a deal, when you take a listing, when you buy a rental property, when you accomplish your goals. That's what makes you feel good. And so many of you guys are being fooled into thinking a lot of this manipulative crap that's out there. I see it. I hear it. I hear it from our salespeople who say, well, so-and-so is, you know, this, that, and the other. I hear all this stuff. And guys, here's the reality of it. You have to trust your intuition. You have to trust the core basic things that have brought you to this point where you're actually listening to this radio show. And lots, thousands of you are repeat listeners. You know that we're giving you guys practical, useful information. Do yourself a favor, and when some raw, feel-good, like-me type comes to town where they're just giving you all this surface information, nothing practical to actually get you into action and make you money, someone who's not willing to tell you the truth about what it takes to be successful in any market, someone who doesn't actually have the track record to be help agents in every kind of market, an up market. Guys, by the way, this type of market is easy compared to a transitioning market, which we're entering into. I mean, coaching people in a transitioning market is way more challenging than coaching people in a seller's market. So if you don't have – if what you're listening to or what you're being, you know, wooed by is not coming from a person that actually has a real track record, or if you haven't actually taken the time to research their track record, you know, guys, that's on you. And you're going to, you know, maybe consider going to their event, listening to what they have to say. You might feel good. You might laugh. You might make some friends. But at the end of it, you guys have all been to stuff like that before. I have. What, a day or two later, it's like, why did I go? What did I learn? What did I buy? Oh, my God, did I buy something? I don't remember. I mean, those are the types of events that you guys need to be very, very careful. You do not waste your time at. You do not have the luxury of time right now with what's happening in this economy. You need to buckle down. You need to focus on helping as many people as you possibly can as fast as you can. You need to, frankly, make as much money as you possibly can as fast as you can right now. And then you need to improve your skill set. Those three things. If you do those three things, I don't care what's coming around the corner. You guys are going to be over-prepared. Please, as Julie said at the top of today's show, do heed our advice. And I sincerely, especially for you longtime listeners, if I were meeting with you right now, I'd grab you by your shoulders, I'd look you in the eye, and I'd make you absolutely positively listen to what I'm about to say. You have got to get registered with the BPO companies. You've got to get registered with the asset management companies now. And we will tell you exactly how to do it. We'll show you how to fill out the forms. We'll show you how to get ahead of the lines at all these companies. Do it now. A year from now, I promise you that every other agent in town is going to know about it, and they're going to try to rush to the front doors, and it's going to be too late. It really is first come, first serve when it comes to those relationships. So you will have parts of your market, if not your entire market, that are going to have a lot of distressed properties. I'm hearing from agents in San Diego, our coaching clients in San Diego, that they're going on listing appointments, and it was like 1 in 10 were underwater a year ago, and now they're finding that almost 5 or 6 in 10 now are either underwater or near underwater. They have to do short sales or those houses are going to be foreclosed on. There was an article that came out yesterday in Florida, and another one that came out in Nevada. Michelle McClintock sent me one on Nevada. The number of people who are underwater or near underwater in those markets is staggering. And guess what? A lot of those loan mods are playing out. As soon as the economy actually noticeably starts to turn, which in my eyes it already has, but of course the press isn't really talking about it yet, you're going to see the same exact housing problems 708. You guys have got to get ahead of that. Do that now. Please, please, please listen to what we're asking you to do. It's not that difficult. It doesn't cost any money. And we're going to walk you through how to basically go through the whole thing. That way, when the REOs start coming, when the assets start being assigned by the banks, they will have your name at the top of the list, and you'll have a track record with them. That's what we want for all of you. Please take action on that. Fill out that form. If you're on your mobile device, scroll down. You'll get those 6 free books. Someone from our team will call you back. If you're on your desktop, just go to joinharris.com. Listen, guys, we went a little bit over today because I think Julie and I were both responding to emails and talking to coaches, and we want to sincerely do everything we can to help you. We really sincerely, beyond words, appreciate the fact you've made this podcast so successful. Help us to continue to get the word out. Please share this with as many other agents as you possibly can. Julie, anything else you'd like to say to these guys before we wrap up?
Just take action. Don't do nothing. Doing nothing isn't profitable. Just a little reminder there.
Yeah, well, perfect way to end the show. You guys have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow. Remember, replays, listen to them anytime at realestatecoachingradio.com.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.